It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff. And today we are talking the conversation of training our children up in the way they should go. Of course, any of the people who are Bible believers or readers are going to know that's a proverb of train your child up in the way they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. But, you know, in a world so set on today being, you know, in essence, willing to raise your kids for you in different capacities, how is it really that we decide to raise our kids and train them up in the way they should go? What is the Bible really meaning by that? Jeff?
Before we go into what the Bible says, I thought it'd be fun to kind of tease out, what's the alternative? You know, suppose you don't. Let kids be what kids are.
30 years ago, I don't think it looked as direct as it does currently. But right now, it's a, you know, if your kid wants to be an animal, they can pretend they're that and we'll all play along with it. If they want to change their gender, if they want to, I mean, mutilate themselves in different capacities, it's all fine. It's all acceptable. It's all good to go. The world says, you know, it's the way to be, right?
Well, there's been this new modus operandi with allowing kids to be what they are and not to challenge any thought they have, any passion or desire, and just affirm everything. So play that out. I have two boys who are now men. They're 18 or older, and you got two girls.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they first learned, when they were little, and they would say, no, you'd tell them to do something, ask them to do something.
Yeah, I still get quite a bit of that.
So, but, and, you know, I know people try and say to us, you know, there's nothing more innocent than a child. It's like only people who've never had children would say such things. That's a lie. If you don't know how evil kids can be, go sit in the nursery sometime and volunteer an hour during service, church service, and you'll find out how not innocent children are, as they don't play with toys and share with others.
I mean, are children, in essence, until they're taught a different way, aren't they like the definition of full-blown narcissism?
Absolutely.
Because they're doing absolutely every time what is best for them and what they want, no matter what?
I heard a psychologist, head doctor, whatever you want to call them, say it this way. You know, it's a good thing that children are small when they're in that most narcissistic place, because if they weren't, they would kill you.
Probably true.
You know, and so God makes us the most helpless when we are the most selfish.
That makes sense.
And the problem we're running into today is that people haven't outgrown it.
So we just have adult children.
Having children. Teaching them to be the same.
Yeah.
And really, teaching doesn't have to be intentional. We are programmed to learn. Your kids are learning regardless. It's who are they learning from?
Well, not only that, think of the things that we don't even think we're teaching them.
Right.
And just like the proverb I just said, you know, train up your child in the way they should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. I think it's very important for us to make sure we're going the same way that we want to train them up to go, because they're still learning from our actions and our statements and the things we do and say, even if we don't believe they're watching.
Our present day godless culture and society and education system takes exception to that statement and the way they should, quote unquote, go. In other words, there's a standard, and they don't want there to be a standard other than what they want.
Sure.
And again, we've got a place that we just at some point have to discuss. We're at an impasse on core values and principles, and so we're probably not at some point going to be able to agree
on what those values and principles are.
Right, because the premise behind them, for example, the Christian, the person who fears God, loves God, the person who wants to live for him and submits to him and his laws, is going to have a different value system than the atheist who doesn't submit to anything but what they want.
And even if you don't have a structure of belief, do you want your kid to grow up thinking they can be a pet? I mean, does that even sound in a rational point of view? Does that sound like a good idea?
Some of the smartest atheists that I've listened to have said, look, I don't take issue with the moral benefits of the teachings of the Bible. They just take exception to, they don't want to have to submit to a God they can't see. touch, or, you know, does that make sense?
Sure, but I mean, if you're not going to act on the basis of faith, you're going to submit to someone no matter what, whether it's a god or another man.
Cracks me up because they're almost there. These people I'm talking about in particular will say, I enjoy and I actually even promote Judeo-Christian traditional views, not because I believe in God, but because I see the benefits of the teaching for society.
Yeah. I mean, actually, you could say those people were once us. So,
well, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What's funny for you and I both is that we've been on both sides of this fence. Mm-hmm. We've both been atheists and now we're believers. And it gives us a unique vantage point and even a heart for people who aren't where we are.
Sure. Because we were once them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, full fledged, right? Card carrying.
Absolutely. Can I see your atheist ID, please?
You know, but then, you know, at some point you have a breakdown in the system that you're trying to concoct and realize there's got to be more. And, you know, Sunday nights we're teaching with our students and I have this Lego car sitting there and it's all assembled. And I told them, look, I took this pillowcase of Legos and I shook it for a long time and it assembled into this car.
Built this awesome Lego car.
So here's what I want you to do. Here's a bag full of Legos. I want you to shake it now and see if you can make a dolphin. And so they'll be shaking it the whole hour. And of course, nothing's going to happen. They won't assemble anything. And and what the point is, Legos are meant to go together and fit together and create structures and whatever you want to make for the most part, given enough pieces. Mm-hmm. You have a greater likelihood, greater chance of shaking that bag of Legos for infinite time and assembling a castle complete with everything that you can think of, for a medieval castle and just building everything. You have a greater chance of that happening than life happening on its own. DNA is so much more complex.
Sure.
And it the story that we are teaching our children, back to teaching, that we are teaching our children that everything just can happen by accident is so redunculous. Let me put it this way. We have assembled the smartest people in the world, put them under one roof with all of the, what we say are the necessary building blocks for life. Mm-hmm. And they put it in a vat and shake it up, give it the most ideal environment, everything that could possibly be needed for life. And it still won't self-assemble. What does that tell you?
That there are no coincidences. What if I just identify my bag of Legos as a dolphin?
Now you got something.
Does that count? But I think in society, we are having our boundaries and our lines pushed and pressed and tested to see what will we accept? What will we take? And each time we accept and take it, it gets pushed a little further, and then they're on to the next thing.
Sadly, that is that is a reality that's been in place for decades, where Christians felt like the most godly thing to do is to sit in silence.
To be a pacifist.
Yeah, and it's crazy, man.
Yes, it is. And I think, you know, we each time by doing so, like I said, the line gets moved further and further. And I guess for me anyways, this one's a hard line for me on my children, absolutely. And I think for most people, if they really stopped and took a real serious look at it, I think most people, their children, is a hard line for them. They obviously want what's best for them. They want them to, you know, succeed and do better and be better than what they were, of course. And I think another verse that reminds me of is, I think it's Ephesians 6:4, where it says, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And that's something, you know, I'll be honest, I struggle with that, because sometimes I know I'm hard on my kids and I get angry with them and want to, in essence, like I just said, ensure that you're going to be better than I was and do things better than I did. But at the same time, there's a proper way of going about that, and it's through instruction and training rather than exasperation.
Yeah, what you want to do is you want to frustrate the evil influence in their life, mm-hmm. not frustrate your kids.
Sure.
You know, the whole pacifist thing, I mean, we've been talking a lot about at church, and maybe it's a good place to end this, is that, you know, if you're a pacifist with your children, meaning that you don't correct, or if you are a pacifist in our society, be it politically, be it with crime, be it with whatever, you enable evil.
Well, and if you don't stand for something, someone's just going to stand on you. That's, I mean, it's just, they're going to be trampled over. It's absolutely the case. I mean, look at, they just had the Grammys and they just had an open satanic worship on the show, right on CBS, on the show. Are people fine with that? I mean, if that was 20 years ago, CBS would be canceled. You're talking about modern day cancel culture.
You just inspired me. Did you see
it? It would be canceled.
If you don't stand against evil, you'll soon be its carpet.
Sure you will.
You know, it's
it'll
like...
be rolled out. It'll be beautiful and red.
Yep.
People will be walking down it half naked. And there they are at the Grammys. Boom.
As Christians, we have got to realize you can't be salt if you not are not engaged in the world. And salt is not about tasting good. Salt in the day in which Jesus talked about it. You are a preservative of this world. And the only way that works is if we get involved in the nitty gritty, get our hands dirty, have the conversations like we're having today. And not be afraid, I'm sorry to say, sometimes offend people, sometimes rub people the wrong way, because listen, there's a lot wrong with this world, and it's only getting worse because the people with the answers are being silent.
I came across a quote once that said, "He who dares not offend can't be honest."
Oof.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, wow. Too, if you think about it. Yes, it is. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
It's Blindly Obvious, baby.